3. David John Oates is here, a special appearance tonight. It has been 8 agonizing years for the Obama administration to finally be exiting stage right. No, stage left. Stage left, left. He has been, he, Obama, behind the simple fact, it's inarguable, that the United States has been fighting somewhere, somehow, sometime, all 8 years of his administration. Not to mention the fact that we are in the 15th year of the so-called war in Afghanistan. This is a bad man. I think certainly, in my view, the worst president I can conjure up in my mind's eye and my memory of American history. I don't think anyone has come close to him in terms of lying, deceit, fraud, deception, mass murder, genocide, criminality at the financial level that has only been matched and exceeded by Hillary Clinton and the Clinton cartel. But David is here with some recordings and reversals of Obama's most recent 2 speeches. David, welcome back.
Thank you, Jeff, for having me, as always.
Yeah.
Two speeches he gave. The one was his end of the year speech. I think that was in the last week of December. Some quite shocking reversals in that speech. And then, of course, he gave his farewell speech. And yesterday, I think that was. And I've got completely different set of reversals altogether. Two different interpretations of Obama.
Right. Well, let's find out what you got. This will be very interesting. Right. I can't say how happy so many Americans are to end this era of really the worst kind of trade. What he is doing with these illegal immigrants, Muslim immigrants, Mexican Americans, but mostly Muslims, is clearly designed to do only one thing, and that is to begin to destroy what's left of the American Republic. There's no other way to look at it. None.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So let's begin. Let's look at some of these. Here we have the first one. This is from his end of the year speech.
Around the world as well, there are hotspots where disputes have been intractable, conflicts have flared up, and people, innocent people, are suffering as a result. And nowhere is this more terribly true than in the city of Aleppo.
And here he says, new fuss, I'll beat the Senate.
New fuss, I'll beat the Senate. New fuss, I'll beat the Senate.
You hear that?
New fuss, I'll beat the Senate.
So what's he talking about? New fuss, new problems, new issue?
And I don't know, he said, I will beat the Senate. I will.
Sorry, that was my mispronunciation. Yeah, I'll do it again. I will beat the Senate. You got to watch those little syllables, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, the ear is such an interesting thing. The way we interpret sounds and reversals. I mean, it's not just reverse speech, it's forward speech, too.
You bet. Play. Yep.
Yeah. All right, okay, so let's move on to, this is an interesting one here. He's talking about Russia's hacking. So here we go, alleged hacking. Although Trump says he agrees now, so
I don't know what the hell's going on with that. I don't understand why he said that. He hasn't made any further announcement since then about it. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. I don't want to go to the point that I would suggest that he was being forced to say something, but nothing else makes any sense to me. Why would he reverse himself when there is no evidence? No one has supported that who has been in a position to really study it. Nobody.
You wait to hear the reversal. Here we go. Here's the forwards.
You know, the target of cyber attacks is not one entity, but it's widely dispersed, and a lot of it is private, like the DNC. You know, it's not a branch of government. We can't tell people what to do. What we can do is inform them, get best practices. What we can also do is to, on a bilateral basis, warn other countries against these kinds of attacks. And we've done that in the past. So just as I told Russia to stop it.
Okay, and then he says, there's a doubt. It's that big. There we go.
Does it have that big? Does it have that big?
Actually, I'm hearing so big. Let's do it again.
Does it have that big?
Anyway.
Does it have that big?
Yeah, it's so big.
Yeah, doubt so big. Okay. Well, then that's quite self-explanatory, really. There's a big doubt. They don't know who's done it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's a doubt. He's not certain. I mean, he says it's certain, but unconsciously he's saying something completely different.
Quite right, yeah.
And there's a doubt so big. All right, here we have a funny reversal. Will I play it? Yeah, I'll play it. Here we go.
Our goal continues to be to send a clear message to Russia or others not to do this to us because we can do stuff to you.
It's you know, spoken says, from the sandbox.
Oh, God. I know. Yeah.
What a child.
Our show wished December... And then, really clearly, Knesset. So, a very strange reversal. Our show wished December, Knesset.
I shall wish December, Knesset.
Huh.
I shall wish December, Knesset.
I'll be bothered.
I shall wish December, Knesset.
I shall wish December.
Oh, Knesset. Okay, I'll do it again.
I shall wish December, Knesset.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. This is clear as day. How can I miss that? All right.
I shall wish December, Knesset.
You're absolutely right, Jeff.
I shall wish December, Knesset.
Okay, so what happened then with Israel in December?
In December, I mean, yeah.
December, we're now in January. I don't know. Anyway, as you know, I put these out there. So, all right. Okay, now here we have the first reversal that hints of something going on.
You know, it's been something that I've been able to do successfully in my own campaigns. It is not something I've been able to transfer.
And this says, make my army.
Make my army. Make my army. Make my army.
So what's it doing? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
What's happened in December? What is the army he's making?
Well, what happened is in December was when the mass movement of American troops and tanks and armored vehicles began in earnest to transport them across the ocean to Denmark. And they got there, and they've been offloaded, and they're being deployed along the Russian border as we speak right now. The latest figure I've seen is 3,600 tanks. And thousands of American troops to go along with the 100, maybe 100,000 NATO troops, which have been building up there for the past year. So what's going on here?
100,000? Oh, my God.
It's huge. Whatever it is, it's huge.
It's certainly on his mind when he gave this speech, okay?
Yeah.
So here's the next one.
With respect to the FBI... I will tell you, I've had a chance to know a lot of FBI agents. I know Director Comey. They take their jobs seriously. They work really hard. They help keep us safe and save a lot of lives.
He is such a lightweight. He is such a lightweight.
Yeah. How serious I would get him.
How serious spider the skin? How serious spider the skin?
And again.
How serious spider
what's the forward at that time?
Well, see, I think this is not related. Here, let's just play the backwards.
They take their job seriously.
They take their job seriously. Talking about the FBI. But see, I don't think that's related. I think that follows along from Make My Army. And I think it moves in a succession.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why, because the next one straight after is also about an army. Listen to this.
One thing that I have done is to be pretty scrupulous about not wading into investigation decisions or prosecution decisions or decisions not to prosecute. I have tried to be really strict in my own behavior about preserving the independence of law enforcement.
I don't know what he's talking about, but anyway, my army helps seal a win.
My army helps seal a win.
That's clear. My
army helps seal a win.
Yeah. Clear as day.
My army helps seal a win.
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's saying. I mean, I understand it, but...
Well, okay, we've got three reversals in succession. Army, I will get him. He's gonna win.
Right.
So he's planning something. Is he after Putin? Is he upset with Putin? Is this a show of force? I mean, certainly Russia is aware of the troop buildup. They've got to be some nervous, right. People in Russia right
well,
now.
Well, the Russians have moved Iskander. Iskander M missiles into Kaliningrad to oppose. All they really need to do is take out command and control centers, and they could cripple any effort to move. There would be a false flag operation before anything would happen, if anything happens along that border.
Yeah.
There would be something here that would be contrived, like 9/11, with our own government, unfortunately. Which would be blamed on the Iranians, probably, which would please Israel. They'd be involved in it, too. You can figure it all out. I just don't know.
But Knesset is.
That's it. Go back and play Knesset again. Let's see.
Hang on.
Find it, it's okay.
No, I can find it. I just got to... here it is. Okay, so here's the forwards.
Our goal continues to be to send a clear message to Russia or others not to do this to us, because we can do stuff to you.
Now, what did you say? You heard this differently, didn't it? We shall see December Knesset.
I shall wish December Knesset.
I shall wish.
Yes, right.
I shall wish December Knesset.
There it is.
I shall wish December Knesset.
Whatever he's doing, Israel's
involved.
Well, they'd almost have to be. They're always involved.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on. Yeah, well, you've got some pretty circumstantial, powerful stuff there.
Yeah,
Army, Knesset, yeah.
Yeah, I got a message from someone who was in San Diego when he saw these reversals after put them up on YouTube, and he said the activity in Camp Pendleton in the last week is unbelievable. There's planes coming out almost constantly, in and out, big movements. There's something going on, is what he said. Anyway, next one along.
Unfortunately, we're not even there yet, because right now we have Russians and Assad claiming that basically all the innocent civilians who were trapped in Aleppo are out, when international organizations, humanitarian organizations who know better and who are on the ground.
And here you use the word Senate again. The Senate heard war.
The Senate heard war.
That's clear.
The Senate heard war. The Senate heard war.
Okay, so here we've got the second reference to war. The second reference to army, okay, something new happening in December. This is when this speech took place. And then we have this one.
I mean, think about it. Some of the people who historically have been very critical of me for engaging with Russians and have conversations with them also endorsed the president-elect, even as he was saying that we should stop sanctioning Russia and being tough on them and work together with them.
Okay. Now, look, I documented this one as my plan is to show them we're big. But you made a comment that there's nowhere. It's just big. So anyway, let's play it. Let's see what we got. My plan is to show them big or show them we're big. Here we go.
My plan is to show them we're big. My plan is to show them we're big.
I can hear that where.
My plan is to show them we're big.
I can hear the extra syllable there, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah.
My plan is to show them we're big.
My plan is to show them we're big.
He wants to go out as Mr. Tough Guy.
That's what he's doing.
He's a punk.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just showing Vladimir Putin, hey, we can do this if we want to, you know. Look,
he's wasting all this money, and all this is hundreds of millions of dollars to transport all this material, all the men, all the staging, all the equipment, setting up their command and control, working with NATO. I mean, for what? He's out the door in a week. So
That's exactly right. Yeah, well, okay, he's out the door in a week. Listen to this reversal.
And where there's also the potential, if that relationship breaks down or goes into a full conflict mode, that everybody is worse off.
And he says, you'll blank off.
You'll blank off.
Who's he talking to there?
Well, he's talking to the press. It's a press conference, question and answer.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's talking about himself. He's doing this big bluster thing right in the last week with President thing, and then
right,
he's
just telling
it.
Everybody to blank off.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Okay.
Boy, he's really disgusting. Sorry.
Oh, no, he really is. He's just really, really weird. All right. Okay. Now here we have the first reference to a word that really concerned me. My ears picked up when I was running this tape backwards. So here we go.
The Electoral College is a vestige. It's a carryover from an earlier vision of how our federal government was going to work that put a lot of premium on states.
And here he says, "I may nuke, but I'll look." To go.
How interesting. Interesting. Yeah.
Is that indeed? Well, and let's jump a bit and let's play the other reversal about nukes. And here we go.
Some voters or some elected officials who think that Michelle Obama's healthy eating initiative and, you know, school nutrition program is a greater threat to democracy than
doesn't know his teleprompter.
You know, our government going after the press if they're issuing a story they don't.
Okay, now here's another reversal. See, now, it's interesting because most of these reversals don't relate to the forwards, which is very unusual because, as you know,
right,
95% of all reversals relate to the forwards.
Right.
So there's a subtext of conversation. He's got something else going on in his mind, something pretty big.
Overriding.
That's what,
yeah, sure.
Right.
That's one of the reasons why he almost sounds addled trying to speak, and he doesn't have his teleprompter. But he sounds like an idiot. It's almost like he's so consumed with this underlying program, whatever it is, that he's having trouble making small talk.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. I agree. Yep. And he says, my wolf will shift the nukes.
The mayor will shift the nukes.
Thursday.
The mayor will shift the nukes.
So he's moving. He's moving nukes.
Yes.
He's transporting nukes.
I think he's moved some short range tactical nukes to the border along with the tanks and the troops.
Well, that would be logical, yeah.
It's just a big show of strength, okay? He's not going to do it. You know, I may nuke, but I'll let it go. In other words, I'm not going to do this, but it's a bluff, and I'm showing Vladimir Putin we're big. You can't mess with us.
I hope you're right, but I just. This seems to be set up, David, in such a way that something is going to happen. Something is going to happen, and he's going to be magnanimous and trust that the Russians didn't do it and back down, and something's going to happen. Look for a false flag which the Russians will be. It might be he'll blame the Iranians, and he'll say, well, rather than go to war, I'm going to trust the Russians, and I'm going to pull back. But I think there's a missing ingredient unless something happens to ramp this up to a point which he could use to engage Russia in a fairly wide-ranging plethora of events, and I don't know what they'd be, but I just, it's something, he can't just ramp all this up and move all these tanks and armored vehicles and men over there and not have something happen to push up the potential of, quote, having to use them, in which he could then pull back from, leaving a legacy of the peacemaker. And then next week they find out that Russia had nothing to do with it. I don't know. I'm just speculating here. But I think there's a missing part of this that we're not hearing so far.
I don't think I've got it. I might have. Well, let's continue on. We've still got a few more reversals to go.
That make sense? I mean, does that make sense?
No, that does make sense. Yep. And here we've got... here we go. Another one.
How can we channel what I think is the basic decency and goodness of the American people so it reflects itself in our politics?
And he says, and the force is helpful.
The force is helpful.
Yeah.
The force is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Force is helpful.
Yeah, it's helpful. His show of strength is helping show America's position. You know, we're strong here. We've got troops. We're moving nukes in. This is going to help us in.
No, it's going to help him. He's going to try and make himself look to be the peacemaker at the last minute when things were really bad. It could be that. It could be that. It's all about ego and leaving a legacy. I'm the man who prevented World War III, thermonuclear war. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Wow. Just disgusting man, no matter how you slice it. All right. Hold on, David. I'll be right back with more reverse speech in just a minute. Get right back to David Oates and more reverse speech. All right, very interesting.
Okay, all right, let's look at the last reversal in this batch. Here we go.
I haven't gotten to the point yet where I've been overly sentimental. I will tell you, when I was doing the my last Christmas party photo line, many of you have participated in these, they're pretty long. Right at the end of the line, the President's Marine Corps band comes in.
And here he says, freedom now.
Freedom now. Freedom now. Freedom now.
Maybe that's how he wants to go out, as the man who brought peace.
Well, I would only point out that reverse speech does transmit nuance, emotion, feeling. Listen to how he says it. Does that sound like he's upbeat and really into it? Or does it sound like he's just making a statement of kind of a necessary statement? Freedom now. Sounds bored.
Yeah, listen to it again.
Freedom now. Freedom now.
Yeah, there's no power behind it.
There's no passion. There's no excitement. There's no nothing. There's no patriotism. It's just routine. The guy doesn't care. He's apolitical. He just doesn't care.
Yep, I agree. Anyway, there it is. So something's happened near the Russian border. That's all I can tell you. It involves troop build-ups and moving of nukes. He's showing his strength. My plan is to show them we're big, as his reversal says.
He's got no strength. This guy's he's a complete fraud and a wimp and a liar. And he's a mass murderer. He is scum. Whoops, did I let you know how I really felt? I'm sorry.
Not too sure, Jeff. I better reverse that and see what you really meant. All right, let's look at his farewell speech, which happened yesterday, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did this last night. So here's the foreword right as he starts.
It's good to be home.
And a reversal is war Hebrew wants it.
War Hebrew wants it. War Hebrew wants it.
Listen to that.
War Hebrew wants it.
Hey, whoa. Let me try that again. Please,
okay.
One more time.
Sure. Yep. Okay, here we go.
War Hebrew wants it. War Hebrew wants it.
Can you?
What do you hear?
What I don't hear on this end, and I'm half a world away, is the B in Hebrew. Is
oh,
it
really?
Possible
okay.
He's saying, war, he who wants it?
Okay, all right.
War, Hebrew wants it.
Ooh.
War, Hebrew wants it.
I can hear the B, Jeff.
War, Hebrew wants it.
I can't hear it, but that's fine. Either way, it's good.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Anyway. If it's Hebrew, then it could be something to do with Israel. It could be George Soros.
Well, it could be the Knesset thing again, too.
It could be, yeah.
He's still thinking about it, so, yeah.
Yeah, maybe so. Now, as a prelude to the next reversal, I want to play you another reverse on Obama that we all know very well. And this is a wonderful before and after. Here he is, right at the very beginning of his presidency, talking about health care.
Uh-huh.
That's why we were able to give health insurance to children in need. That's why we made the tax system right here in Springfield more fair.
And here he says, this has to damn you.
This has to damn you.
This has to damn you.
Okay.
This has to damn you.
So he's foretelling something in the future.
Okay? Uh-huh.
This is what this healthcare system has to do.
Going to damn you. Yeah.
So here he is right at the end of his presidency talking about healthcare.
And I've said, and I mean it, if anyone can put together a plan that is demonstrably better than the improvements we've made to our healthcare system that covers as many people at less cost.
And here he says, I damned you.
Oh, damned you.
Oh, damned you. Oh, damned you.
You hear that?
Yeah, it almost sounds like, oh, damn you.
Oh, well, okay, all right.
Oh, damn you.
Oh, damn you.
Huh.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I agree. That's a, okay. I
oh, damn you. Oh, damn you. Oh, damn you all. Oh, damn you.
Oh, damn you. Oh, damn you. Oh, damn you.
Anyway, all right, okay, there we go. I just thought it was interesting before and after.
It is. He's. Do you hear how he? Listen to the difference in his voice when he said freedom. Now, now he's pumped up. He's at the hometown crowd venue, and anyway. Reverse speech does. Sometimes we don't talk about that maybe as much as I should encourage us to do. It does show emotion.
That's a key
about reverse speech. It's not just the words and the intellectual meaning and the definitions. There's emotion there.
Yeah, we need to do a special show just on reverse speech. Well, we've been covering elections for 18 months. We need to go back to basics for some of the newer listeners out there and go over the theory and the discovery and just the ABCs. I think that'd be a good idea to do a show on that. All right, here we have another one on Obama.
We've doubled our renewable energy. We've led the world to an agreement that has the promise to save this planet.
Here he says, and I'm pathetic.
Come on, pathetic.
Come on, pathetic. That's hilarious.
That's a classic. On this one, got to go down.
That's almost as good as Hillary's subconscious talking to her about her lying.
Yes, I know. Yeah, that's a funny one. I'll do it again. Here's the forwards.
We've doubled our renewable energy. We've led the world to an agreement that has the promise to save this planet.
And I'm pathetic. There you go.
That is really a classic.
It is, out of his own mouth, eh?
That's wonderful. Yeah. Subconscious can't lie. Don't forget that.
No, it can't. No, it absolutely can't. And, oh, gee, I have people who have trouble with some of their reversal sometimes. Boy. I remember a woman who came to me a few months ago to sort problems out with her daughter, and the reversals came back that it was all the mother's fault, and she had to sort herself out. And she did not like that one little bit.
Did she pay?
Yeah, well, she had paid, but she wanted the money back afterwards.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
To which I said, no. Not even.
No, you did your work, and that's, it is what it is.
But that's
really hard for people when you hold a mirror up and they got to look at it, and it's tough.
Oh, it is. It's tough. People just really aren't prepared for the depth of which it comes at and the uncanny way it has of communicating the truth in a short, sharp sentence. It's like a sword in the heart sometimes. It's working with it in private session work, which of course is most of my work, as you know.
Yeah, sure.
It requires a very special skill, very special touch.
To keep you from being attacked by some of your unhappy clients.
That's true. Oh, I've got so many stories I can think of about that. Oh, dear. All right, let's look at another one on Obama. Farewell speech.
A contempt for the rule of law that holds leaders accountable.
He just described himself.
The tolerance of dissent and free thought.
Yes, it certainly did sound like that, didn't it? All right, here, let's just continue on.
An intolerance of dissent and free thought. A belief that the sword or the gun or the bomb or the propaganda machine is the ultimate arbiter of what's true and what's right.
I don't know how to interpret this reversal, whether it's congruent with the Ford, or is this what he's doing? He says poison mission.
Poison-ition.
Poison-ition. Poison-ition.
That's a tough one.
I almost think it's congruent with the Fords. I actually think he's actually condemning these activities. Let me run the Fords again.
A contempt for the rule of law that holds leaders accountable. An intolerance of dissent and free thought. A belief that the sword or the gun or the bomb or the propaganda machine is the ultimate arbiter of what's true and what's right.
I think that's where the reversal is, on propaganda machine. Alright, okay, the propaganda machine is where the reversal occurs. Okay, so he's spreading propaganda right now.
Sure he is.
He's spreading poison.
Everything he said was a lie.
Right.
Let me rephrase that. Everything you said applied to him.
Right.
He was trying to project it outside of him on someone else, but didn't work. Just described himself.
Incredible. What a classic guy.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I don't know what's going on with Michelle Obama. I got a couple of weird reversals. He mentions her name and says a couple of weird things. So
you mean Michael Robinson?
Michael Robinson, yeah. Okay, here we go.
Democracy can buckle when it gives in to fear. So just as we, as citizens, must remain vigilant against external aggression, we must guard against a weakening of the values that make us who we are.
And here it says, Michelle gonna scat.
Michelle gonna scat. Michelle gonna scat.
What does he mean by that?
Michelle gonna scat.
I don't hear that. I hear Michelle Donner. There's a D in there, David. See if you hear it. Michelle D. Michelle D. Donner. Michelle D. Michelle Daughter. Michelle Daughter Scat. Michelle and the daughters are scatting. They're leaving. Michelle Daughter. Michelle. See if you hear Michelle D.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Michelle Gonerska.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Michelle Gonerska. Michelle Gonerska.
Michelle Donner's Scat.
Oh, okay. That's
Michelle and Donner's Scat would be my take on it. From what I can hear over here, and I don't have the best connection. Yeah. But.
Michelle Donner's Scat.
Michelle Donner's Scat.
It could be Donner, yeah.
Michelle Donner's Scat.
It's a tough one. Maybe I shouldn't even play that one.
No, no, it's all right.
And here we have another one about Michelle, but I had a different interpretation on this on my YouTube video, so here we go.
Even when times got tough and frustrating, you never let Washington get the better of you. You guarded against cynicism.
Now, I documented this as Michelle sell her money, but a couple of people said they heard womanly. Michelle sell her womanly, whatever that means. Anyway, here we go. Michelle sell her money. Oh, I can hear that. Michelle sell womanly. I'll be bothered. Oh, yeah. I'll be bothered.
Well, you know what she's been selling for 8 years is the fraud that she's a woman. She's a man.
It's definitely Michelle sell womanly. That's definitely what that says. I'll do it again.
As she's been selling, he's been running this lie with her, Michael. And if you look at some of the pictures, you can see that his plumbing is that of a man. It's quite obvious. So, Michelle, sell womanly.
I'll be bothered. Okay. All right. Well, good ears if you're listening. I might post this show on YouTube so that they can say that they were credited. So, yep. All right. Okay. Next one.
So that faith that I placed all those years ago, not far from here, in the power of ordinary Americans to bring about change, that faith has been rewarded in ways I could not have possibly imagined.
And here he says, dream of her fun.
Dream of her fun.
Huh.
Dream of her fun.
Nice and clear.
Dream of her fun.
Well, she has had a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Yeah, she certainly has. All right, here's a classic Obama clanger. Oh, this is just priceless, this one. Okay, he's talking about talking to Joe Biden, saying what a great vice president he's been.
You were the first decision I made as a nominee, and it was the best. Not just because you have been a great vice president, but because in the bargain I gained a brother.
And he says, you're so dumb.
Yeah, that's really an appropriate statement to sum Biden up.
It is. Yeah, it absolutely
he's
is.
He's just a dolt.
Sorry, pressed the wrong button. Sorry, go ahead.
He's a dolt. He's dumb.
Yeah, he is. I agree. Apparently he's going to run in 2020.
So. I don't know. He's got too much pedophilia attended to his image. He loves little girls. He's been seen and videotaped putting his hands on little girls and kissing them too much.
Oh, well, we played Reversal about that, if you remember.
Yeah.
Let me pull that one up real quick. This is here he is talking about a friend's daughter.
And I presumptuously counted myself among them. All of a sudden found out when they had a talented daughter who was a good athlete, how ferociously supportive they became of Title IX. Not a joke.
He says, the lust that I handle.
The lust that I handle.
The lust that I handle.
There you go.
Yeah. He's a sick man.
That's exactly what you said. And, and while we're playing Biden, here's a Biden clanger.
You're the most capable warriors in the history of the world. There has never, 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 never been a fighting force as capable as you are.
And he says, you chicken.
You're chicken.
You're chicken.
Classic, isn't it?
It's too much. Yeah. Classic. Gosh, reverse speech is just stunning. Yeah. Never ceases to amaze me.
This may be our last show we'll do on Obama, Jeff.
It's okay with me.
Moving on to new fields. So we will see what the Trump presidency brings. If it's anything like his reversals, it's going to be something else.
Yeah.
I got to do reversals on all the people around him, Priebus and Tilson.
Please do keep, that's the next big thing. The nominees, Pompeo, Tilson, Mattis, certainly by all means, Priebus. That guy is very powerful, and we need to know what's going on with him.
Yeah. Well, we had those reverses on him in the beginning of the election where he was, which state was it? I can't think which state it was now. They blanketed vote for, who was it? Cruz? They gave a state to Cruz? Colorado? No, it wasn't Colorado. I can't remember now. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Might have been. Might be right.
Yeah, anyway. All right. Well, that's all the reversals I got on Obama. It wasn't many in his farewell speech. It was a bit disappointing, really. I did it, and I had another analyst do it, and neither of us found many reversals at all. So let's just play a few of the old clangers of Obama. Okay.
Sure. Let's boot him out the door with some style here. Good.
Okay. So here we go.
Let us resolve as citizens to carry on the improbable experiment that began more than 200 years ago. Not simply declaring our principles, but living them here at home. Not simply celebrating our union, but always working to perfect it.
And he says, I wreck it.
I wreck it. I wreck it. I wreck it.
He sure did. He did his damnedest.
He did a hell of a good job at wrecking it. And this reversal's classic too.
It's time to stand up and reach for what's possible. Because together people who love their country can change her.
And he says, but you blanket up.
You're up.
What can I say? Too funny.
What can I say? It's out of his own mouth. And we just saw these reversals constantly on Obama.
All the way through.
Just there all the time. Here we have another one.
And once again, I want to thank the Australian people for the kindness they showed me
Australia.
About 40 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And the kindness that they're showing me during my visit today. It's that friendship and that solidarity that makes and keeps our alliance one of the strongest.
This was his trip to Australia. And he says, I speak the scam.
I'm speaking the scam.
I'll be bothered.
I'm speaking the scam.
That's funny.
Not a word of truth in the man's mouth. Just incredible. And he gets up there and he's so, I'm going to say arrogant.
He's so self-absorbed.
Totally in denial.
Yeah.
The case study.
He's a psychopath. He's a liar. What's real? And he's got NLP. I mean, all his sentences end on a down. It's a routine and a down at the end. And then he comes up. You can follow his line. It's just, it starts, it goes up and up, down, up, 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 then ends on a down. It's manipulative. It's all psyop stuff. He is really, I don't know how we've survived 8 years of the Clintons, 8 years of Bush. And Cheney, I should say, President Cheney, and 8 years of this creep. It's just a tribute, a testimonial to what the Republic is made of and how wise the Founding Fathers were with the Constitution. And now with the efforts that he has made to demean and Bush and completely emasculate the Constitution, we have to get back to that. I am concerned about Trump's nominees. I don't know where we're going to go with that. I do hope he remembers how to fire people who don't do the right thing. I think that's going to be important. And it might be something that, he's made changes, remember, big changes in his campaign personnel. So Corey Lewandowski, what happened, Manafort, and so we'll see. We will see. This is going to be interesting. I do think that this big thing on the border with Russia may well be, as you say, a bluff of some kind to create an almost incident that just coincidentally happens when he's put a lot of men and materiel on the front line with NATO, and then he can be the guy to call it off. I'm Mr. Big. I stopped the war with Russia, and I don't know, but that's a possible. That's a possible.
All right, there we go.
Well, okay, David.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay.
It's been, I guess it's been fun. It's certainly been fascinating, and thank God he's going, and let's just hope he goes without something terrible happening, and that is a possibility. We will see. Thank you. Marvelous work, David. Marvelous.
Okay. All right.
Speak to you. Okay. All right. Well, that's our program on this Thursday night. Thank you for being here. And we shall be back tomorrow night. And we have some very interesting guests tomorrow night. And then we'll do the weekend. And then next week, as we build toward the 20th, Tex Mars, John Rappaport, Charlie Smith. So many good people coming up next week. Hope to have the pleasure of your company tomorrow night. And take care, and we'll talk soon.